Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Do you always buy the small loaf of bread because you have a small family? Then here's something you'll be interested in. When you buy butternut bread, you don't have to worry about the size of the loaf, even if your family numbers just two or three. Because with butternut, you can bank on fresh, tender slices right down to the end of the loaf. Butternut, you see, is specially baked to be fresh when you buy it and to stay fresh till you eat it. And furthermore, butternut goes faster, too, because it's so extra good. So next time you shop, don't hesitate. Don't grope over those bread shelves. Don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See that true-to-life picture of those fresh white slices. And be sure of what you buy before you buy. Buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Murder at North San Juan. The town of North San Juan is in California's northern mining country, some 40 miles northeast of Marysville. In its day, North San Juan was a typical wide-open mining camp with its cafe and hotels, its firehouse and jail, and finally, the palace. An ornate gambling salon run by smooth-shaven, cold-eyed Denver Dick Todd. Few men won much at the palace's gaming tables, but once in a while in the course of an evening, something would go wrong with the house play, as witness one night back in the mid-1800s.
Lola!
Yeah, Dick?
What's the excitement over at the roulette table?
I don't know. Some hombre winning, I guess.
What's his name, Lola?
Higgins. Look, boss, I gotta get back and waiting on the table. There's a mob of hungry hombres. Sure sounds as if he's cleaning up.
You can go back to your tables. Grizzly. Grizzly Holiday.
Want somebody thrown out, boss?
It looks like more of a job than that for you, Grizzly. That hombre over at the roulette table's winning heavy.
The same for him as for Mike Price.
Yeah, yeah, but keep your voice down when you talk of those things, understand?
Oh, my mistake, boss. I'll get that hombre. I don't need a gun, neither. I'm the strongest man in the country.
Hey! I've done it!
He's just about to leave. Now, you go out the back door, Grizzly, and bring back every cent of that money.
Oh, sure, boss. And can I keep his watch? I like watches, boss.
Yes, yes, keep his watch. Now, let Higgins get pretty well away from here before you jump him. Then roll his body down the bank into the creek and make sure that nobody sees you.
Oh, nobody will see me. I walk like a cat and I got ears like an owl. Don't worry. Nobody will see me.
Porfirio, glad to be with you, Cisco. Porfirio glad Pancho let Loco bring Porfirio. But Porfirio know you miss Porfirio's cousin-in-law, Pancho.
Oh, see, naturally I miss Pancho. But since he had to have the measles, I am glad he can be with his family.
Oh, family all got the measles, too.
It sometimes happens that way. When we get to the hotel, we'll write Pancho and the family a letter.
After we eat, Cisco?
Si. The hotel dining room will not be open this late, so we will go to one of the cafes. Then tomorrow morning, we will introduce ourselves to the brothers Jeff and Mike Price, Porfirio.
Oh, see, their uncle Matty Price down in Sacramento, he asked if we say hello to them, no?
Si. Now, which cafe to go to?
Oh, we go where music is, Cisco. Porfirio like the pretty music.
Let us go there, Porfirio. Whatever, who?
Oh, no.
Will you take our horses over to the hotel stable, Porfirio? See that they are taken care of, then come back to this place. I will be inside.
No, Cisco. Come on, Cisco.
The palace, eh? Yeah. Let us see what the palace is like.
Here's the table, mister.
Gracias, senorita.
We got steak, lamb stew, and kidney pie. What'll it be?
Well, I'm waiting for a friend. We will order when he gets here.
Oh, all right.
Meanwhile, can you tell me if the senores Jeff and Mike Price are still here in North San Juan?
Jeff is. The fourth cabin on the left down along the creek. Only I understand he's been up north the past week looking over some mines.
Is his brother Mike here?
Mike's dead, mister. He got it the night before last.
How did it happen?
I don't know, mister. Those things happen all the time up here. It's a rough town. Oh, here comes the boss. I'm not supposed to be talking.
You're here to wait on table, Lola. You understand?
Sure, Dick. I just answered his questions.
Well, Denver Dick Todd.
I thought this was you, Cisco.
Last I knew of you, you were running a gambling game in San Francisco. Did they kick you out of town for crookedness?
Never mind. You planning to stay in this town long, Cisco?
Oh, I've not decided.
You better move on soon. I swing a lot of weight in North San Juan.
Is this hombre making trouble, boss? You want him thrown out?
I'll let you know if I do, Grizzly.
I don't like his looks.
Get out of here.
Everything on the same pattern, eh, Denver? Even to the overgrown gorilla of a bodyguard.
Oh, no, 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 Senor Marshal. Do not arrest Porfirio.
Come on with me, hombre.
Oh, Porfirio, tell you got the wrong hombre.
Now what?
Hey, you're coming to jail for questioning.
Oh, but Porfirio not do anything.
What is going on here? Why are you taking him to jail, Marshal?
Well, there's been a killing down along the creek. A man named Higgins and... Say, ain't you the Cisco kid?
Si, Senor Marshal, and Porfirio is a friend of mine.
Oh, he is. And you come right along with me, too, Cisco. From the things I've heard about you, you're a mighty bad citizen.
Cisco is more than just that, Marshal. He's a killer.
Porfirio and I just got to your town.
Yes, we do not know nothing about no killings.
Well, get going.
Very well. We will answer your questions. But mark my words, Marshal. We will not stay long in that jail.
Porfirio. Porfirio, wake up.
Wake up, I tell you. Where is Porfirio?
All right, amigo, all right. We're in a jail cell. You want to sleep on that bench almost at once.
Oh, when Porfirio in trouble, Porfirio go to sleep very quick. Then it's no trouble.
Yeah, you'd better stay awake now.
Hey, we break out of the jail now, Cisco, like Pancho tell Porfirio always do?
Not now. The marshal is in the jail office. He will hear us. You wait until he leaves the office.
Well, then what you do?
My plan is to knock the legs off that bench. The bench plank itself is very heavy. With it, I believe we can pry the cell window bars apart enough to get through.
Oh, it's a good idea, Cisco. Porfirio, tell the marshal to go home. Oh, Senor Marshal!
Shh, quieto. Tell them nothing. Now, let me see how far apart the window bars are. Yeah, just about the right width for the plank and... Porfirio!
Si, Cisco?
Come here to the window.
See?
Hey, look. Where the light from the cafe falls on the sidewalk.
Oh, he's a young senor there.
Who does he look like to you?
Porfirio think... not look like Pancho.
How about Senor Matty Price down in Sacramento?
Oh, see, look like him, Cisco.
I have an idea that is Senor Price's nephew, Jeff. He's walking toward the palace.
Oh, we call him over here, Cisco. Oh, senor!
Porfirio, will you stop calling people? Santos!
Oh, Porfirio, I think you want to talk to him.
So I do, but not now. If that is Senor Jeff, we will find him as soon as we get out of here.
I'm going out to make my rounds now. I'll see you two when I get back.
Oh, have a good time, Senor Marshal.
Now, Porfirio, we will see about getting out of this jail.
When'd you get back from up north?
About half an hour ago.
I missed you, honey.
Never mind that stuff, Lola. You miss them all. Where's Denver Dick?
I don't know. That's too bad about your brother, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Go tell Denver I want to see him.
He's in the office eating the late supper. He don't like to be bothered when he's eating.
Oh, he don't. Well, here's one hombre that's going to bother him.
Jeff, he's awful mad.
What do you want, Bryce?
I want to talk to you.
Get out.
Oh, no, you don't. I just heard about Mike. He was last seen alive in this place at the roulette table. He'd won quite a pile of money, they tell me.
Yeah, I believe he did.
You got any idea who killed him, Denver?
Why should I? I don't keep track of everybody that comes in here after they leave.
No, you don't if they leave with all their money in here, but what about the ones that win? What about Higgins tonight? I heard about him. He won money, too.
That'll be all from you, Price.
Don't think you're getting away with it this easy, Denver. Looks to me as if you know more about the killing of Mike than you're willing to let on.
Grizzly. I've been watching the jail down the street and... Open that door, Grizzly. The back door over there.
Sure.
Now, throw this hombre out.
I sure will, boss.
Get away from me, you big ape.
Come here.
Gotcha!
When the boss says throw him out, I throw him out. I'll twist him, little boss, huh?
Coyote!
That's just a sample. Now out you go on the back of your neck. I could go finish him, boss.
No. Shut the door, Grizzly. If he comes around here again, then you can fix him. Now, what about the jail?
I've been watching from the back room ever since you told me that Cisco Kid was good at breaking out of jail.
Well?
You better come take a look, boss. My eyes ain't any too good. It looks to me as if somebody's trying to bust out through a cell window.
Well, if it's Cisco, we'll be right there waiting for him, Grizzly, because he's a mighty dangerous hombre. Come on.
The plank does not bend a cell window, Barcisco.
I did not get enough leverage on the plank before, Porfiria. Now stand to one side. I'll try it again.
See? Now try, Cisco.
I want to get that plank wedged between the bars just right.
Now we will see.
Push on, Cisco.
It's getting a little, I think.
See, a little bit.
But not enough.
Why were you straining so, Porfirio? You were not pushing anything.
Porfirio tried to help Cisco. Cisco sometimes make-believe help.
And that gives me an idea, amigo. You come here on this side of the plank.
Si.
Well, I will work from the other side.
Porfirio push, Cisco pull.
Si. Now push with all your might, Porfirio. You ready?
Porfirio ready, Cisco.
All right, now when I count to three. One, two, three, now!
Porfirio push with all his might.
Wait up, Porfirio, the bar is bending. Once more, push.
Once more, Cisco pull.
There we are. Yeah, take the plank out of there. Now, Porfirio, crawl out through that hole. I'll give you a boost up. Come on.
Porfirio, get through here easy, Cisco. There. And now you come through.
Yeah, I think I can. Just about crawl through there. Porfirio.
I'll help you, Cisco. Now, Porfirio, pull.
Gracias. Feels good to be out of that cell.
Come on, Grizzly.
I'm with you, boss.
Look out, Cisco. Hombre's behind you with a club.
That's one, and here's another.
You hit Cisco with that club, hombre. Porfirio hit you with his feet.
Get out of here, you.
If you hombres want to fight, we will fight.
Grab Cisco, Grizzly. He's most out cold right now.
I got him.
No, madre mia. You are giving in my rib.
Fix him, Grizzly.
Yeah, this will fix him.
No.
Go on, fix him for keeps.
Only about half conscious, Cisco has little chance against the tremendous strength of Grizzly Holiday. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
The setting is your house at breakfast. The cast, a family of happy, happy folks. Because look, there's a loaf of the new and extra tempting butternut wheat bread right in the middle of the table. and say there's toast that really makes a breakfast a breakfast. This brand new bread is making a hit at every meal all over town. Just try butternut wheat bread and see if this isn't the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast or a big hearty sandwich for Dad's lunch. Yes, sir, try butternut wheat bread right now. Everybody's trying it. Everybody's saying the smoothest, richest, freshest wheat bread I've ever tasted. And say, here's extra good news. Just like butternut's picture wrapper on white bread, butternut wheat has a picture of quality right on the wrapper, too. Not blue and white like butternut white, but red and white. So look for the only wheat bread in the wrapper that lets you see what you buy before you buy. Butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham picture wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Murder at North San Juan. Arriving in the mining town of North San Juan right after a murder had been committed, Cisco and Pancho's cousin-in-law Porfirio were arrested by the marshal on suspicion of being the murderers. Using the heavy bench plank as a lever, Cisco pried the cell window bars loose and he and Porfirio crawled out of the jail, only to be clubbed down by the waiting Denver Dick Todd, owner of the gambling salon The Palace. Then Denver Dick's huge, dim-witted henchman, Grizzly Holiday, grabbed the half-conscious Cisco. No?
I'll finish him off for you, boss. It'll only take a minute.
Santos, this hombre has the strength of 10 madmen.
Porfirio, help you, Cisco. Porfirio got a bad headache. But Porfirio not let Bandido hurt Cisco.
I said get out of here, you little polecat.
I'll hit him again, Grizzly. That's the stuff, boss.
You will not hit Porfirio again, Bandido.
Oh, coming to life for you, Cisco kid.
Now look out, Grizzly. He's breaking away from you.
Teach you to hit Porfirio with that club, Denver.
Ow! Grab him, Grizzly.
Can't get my hands on him, but...
Qué bueno, Cisco. Hit that Grizzly again.
Get up, Porfirio. Come on. He's the marshal.
Hey, what's going on here? Hey, what are you two doing out of jail?
Come on, Porfirio.
Grizzly and I saw him break out, Marshal. We come over here to capture him.
We must run for it, Porfirio.
Porfirio, all right now, Cisco.
Down into the ravine.
If you ask me, boys, we better lynch these two killers and have it over with.
Oh, no, you don't. No lynchings.
Come on, Porfirio, follow me. Out of the way, hombre.
You.
After him, boys. Cut him down.
I'd ought to fire you, Grizzly. I'd ought to kick you out of your job right now.
Oh, but I couldn't help it, boss.
You had the Cisco kid right in your hands, and you let him break loose.
He was stronger than I figured he'd be, especially after how you clipped him.
Ah, you big dumb fool.
Hola. Yeah, Dick?
Come into the office. I want to talk to you. You too, Grizzly. Come on.
Can I go with you, boss, out after Cisco?
No, you stay here.
Well, don't forget, my hearing's awful keen. Maybe I could help you and the mob find that Cisco.
Let's stay here, you understand? Now, where are those two watches you took from Mike Price and Higgins?
Well, they're in there, boss, in my room.
Now, take them out back and throw them down the well.
Throw my watches down the well? Oh,
that's
boss.
That's what I said. While Cisco's on the loose, I don't want any evidence lying around. You may be up here trying to pin something on me.
What is it, Dick?
Some of the boys and I are going out looking for that Cisco kid. You're in charge of the place till I get back.
All right.
But if that good-looking hombre comes into the place again tonight, send him here to the office.
The one you called Cisco?
Yeah, tell him I want to see him. And if he comes here, Grizzly, you know what to do.
I'll take care of him this time, boss.
What if Jeff Price comes in again?
Why'd you ask about him, Lola?
Nothing, only you and Grizzly was having some trouble with him earlier tonight. I overheard some of
anything it. Anything you overheard, you forget, see?
Oh, sure.
Right, if Jeff Price comes in again, send him to the office, too.
Yeah, send him. I'll break him so fast.
Remember about those watches, Grizzly. I'll be back later.
I won't throw my pretty watches down the well. Not for him or anybody else. I'll put them in my pocket. That's what I'll do.
Grizzly.
Huh?
You won't hurt Jeff Price if he comes in here either.
I'll break him in two.
Oh, no, you won't, Grizzly. If you hurt Jeff, I'll tell Dick about the watches. You wouldn't want me to do that, now would you?
Senor Jeff Price is not in his cabin, Cisco.
We could wait no longer for him to come back, Porfirio. Not with that mob of men getting closer all the time.
And where are we going now?
In a moment, we'll sit down and rest. Then we'll go back and take a quick look into the palace, and your Price may still be there.
But we tell he looked before we go to his cabin. He was not in the palace then.
Well, he may have gone back. If not, we will look in the other cafes. We must keep on the move, away from that mob anyway.
Well, the mob will not find us here on the edge of town.
Yeah, let us sit down here, Porfirio.
Oh, run all over the place. I need to sit down. Pancho, tell Porfirio we have times like this.
Once in a while, amigo.
Oh, Porfirio not mind, Cisco, but Porfirio not want to be hung when Porfirio not do anything. Why do you think we the killers?
Well, the marshal thinks we are because we rode along the trail past the place where Senor Higgins was killed.
And because we strangers to the marshal, see?
See, but Denver Dick Todd is the one who wanted us to be lynched.
Why? Why, Cisco?
Could be to hide his own guilt. From what I know of Todd, he not only runs a crooked gambling game, but he is a killer as well.
Well, then maybe he killed Senor Higgins.
Also, Senor Mike Price, or told that big gorilla hombre of his to kill them. We can tell better after we talk with Senor Jeff Price. Come on, Porfirio. Now let's waste no more time.
About time the boss was getting back here.
Yeah, I think so, too. What time is it, Grizzly, anyway?
I can tell you pretty quick from these two watches. I'll get them both out and put them down on the desk. Hey!
What?
Somebody's coming to that back door, walking easy outside.
It may be the boss. You better put those watches away, Grizzly.
I'll put them back in my pocket. There. It ain't the boss. It ain't his step. Whoever it is just stepped outside the door.
I didn't hear anything. You sure?
You talk up to cover my walking. I'll show you.
I sure hope we don't have to sit around waiting much longer. I've been on my feet all day, and I'm tired out. I want to get some sleep.
Come in here, you! Oh, it's you, huh? Listening at the door.
Jeff.
All right, it's me. What are you going to do about it?
I'll show you what I'm going to do. After I lock this other door and put the key in my pocket.
Grizzly, let him alone.
Reckon I can take care of myself, Lola.
Not against him, you can't. He's hardly human.
The boss said if you come around here again to fix you.
Grizzly, I'll tell Dick about those watches.
No, you won't. I'll make sure of that after I get through with him.
Wait, you big loser, don't get your hands on me.
No, I don't, There. Now what you got to say?
Grizzly, you fiend.
I'll fix him for keeps.
Once again, Porfirio, together.
No! Hey, Cisco, the big ape is killing the senor.
Not if I can help it, Porfirio. Get your hands off him, hombre.
Sure, you first, then him.
Jeff,
this is going to be a pleasure, all right?
I'll break you in two, Cisco.
You are not going to get those hands on me, Bandito. I will make sure of that.
Now I got you.
Not while I can throw you over my head like this.
Hey, that's the way to do it, Cisco. Hey, look, watches fell out of his pocket.
All right, get up, you elephant. I am not through with you yet. Not until I can knock you down. But keep. All right, come on. Get up again.
No. I had enough. My watches.
Get them, Porfirio.
Porfirio, get them.
Well, that sure is terrific fighting, mister.
Gracias. You are Jeff Price?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we will talk with you as soon as possible, senor. Meanwhile, help my friend tie this big bandito, if you will.
With pleasure.
My thanks to you, too, mister. I wouldn't have Jeff hurt for anything.
Let me see those watches, Porfirio.
Give me those back.
Strange he should have two of them.
Senor Jeff, take a look at these two watches.
Say, that one there was Mike's watch.
And now we are finding things out.
Here they are, boys. Grab them.
Un momento, hombre.
Hey, what are you two hombres doing in here?
Learning about those two murders, Senor Marshal. And these two watches will give a lot of evidence.
Yeah, why you get pale in the face, Denver Deke?
So help me, Grizzly, I'll kill you for not throwing them away.
There has been too much killing around this place. Put the handcuffs on these two, Senor Marshal, and let the law take over.
Cisco.
Si, Porfirio.
Now we write a letter to Pancho, no?
Si, but since Pancho cannot read, we had better address the letter to Pancho's Uncle Jose.
Si, si, and he read the letter to Pancho. Si. Oh, we got a great deal of news for Pancho.
By the way, Porfirio, what did Pancho tell you in the letter that Pancho's Uncle Jose wrote for him?
Oh, it's a be good to Loco,
si,
and be good to Cisco,
yeah,
and not to forget Pancho, and hope everything will be all right without Pancho.
That is just like Pancho,
si,
to worry about us.
Yes. Oh, Porfirio, not think Pancho worry about us, Cisco.
No? Well, what makes you think that?
Well, because what Pancho say at the end of the letter.
Oh? Well, what did he say, Porfirio?
Well, I don't like to say this, Cisco, but Pancho, he wish us the bad luck, Cisco.
Oh, of course not. Pancho would do nothing thing like that.
Oh, he do it, Cisco. He do it. He wish us the very bad luck.
Well, just what did he say?
Well, he say, Pancho in bed with the measles. Pancho got a headache. Pancho not can eat. Pancho feel terrible. Hoping you are the same, your cousin Pancho.
Oh, Porfirio.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
And while Cisco and Pancho ride away for another adventure, let's talk about an adventure in good, rich flavor. Have you tried butternut bread yet? Well, fellas and girls, next time you go to the store for Mother, you just try this. On those bread shelves, just pick up any loaf of butternut bread. Notice that picture on the blue and white check gingham wrapper. See how fresh and white and tender those slices look. Well, that's how fresh and white and tender you can expect it to be inside, too. You see, butternut shows you the quality inside from the outside. You can always be sure of the bread you like for tasty sandwiches, for crisp golden toast, for bread and butter at mealtimes. And something else, fellas, butternut bread is mighty good for you. It's enriched with a pack and parcel of quick food energy that you need every day. So join the gang now who sing out for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Just look for the blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper with the picture of quality right on it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.